Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namo Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Astyachadesa Tadine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vinoda Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, You want me to speak from something? I need a book if I'm going to speak from something. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anybody at one of our programs for the first time tonight? No? They're all familiar? Huh? All familiar. Okay. Bhagavad Gita I should read from? I read a verse from Bhagavad Gita? That's okay? Mat karma kin mat paramo mat bhakta sangavarjita nirvaira savabhuteshu yasamam eti pandava. Translation. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. I'll read it one more time. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who, that's just difficult, the competition. Who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Purport. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on the Krishna Loka planet, in the spiritual sky, and be intimately connected with the Supreme Personality, Krishna, must take this formula as stated by the Supreme Himself. Therefore, this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature and who do not know of the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality, and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in his spiritual activity, devotional service. It is a long purport. I'm going to stop here for now. We can continue maybe in a little while. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garin Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastichade Satarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gauravakti Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming here this evening and for inviting me to your home and giving me this opportunity to share a few words following in the footsteps of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who has given his brilliant commentaries to the verses of Bhagavad Gita. And as we always begin, we always offer our obeisances to the spiritual master who has opened our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya. When we read from Bhagavad Gita and we hear from the commentaries of the founder Acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, we're moved towards, or we should be moved towards, a particular goal from studying Bhagavad Gita. I can say personally that I had read Bhagavad Gita in college. I think his name was Isherwood, the author, translator, Chris Isherwood. But I was clueless. Didn't catch it. If that's for me, I have one. Unless you want to switch. One's enough. It's hot. And I have to confess that although I read it, studied it in an academic way. Can you hear me? You're going to do something. But this microphone stand is very unsteady. My experience with it so far since I've been in Boston is it falls over more than it stands up. And it's noisy. Hare Krishna. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, my second reading of Bhagavad Gita. Provided a different experience of Krishna's message. And Srila Prabhupada, throughout his commentaries, always emphasizes that in order to understand Krishna's instructions as they are given, one has to accept them as they are and not interpret them. And he emphasized many times that there are hundreds of translations of Bhagavad Gita. But what is the need for hundreds of translations of Bhagavad Gita? Especially if those who are translating them are using Krishna's words to establish their own conclusions and fail to understand what is Krishna's conclusion. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said he felt it was necessary to provide a translation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, as it was intended by the original speaker. As Krishna descended, Ajopi San Aviyatma Bhutana Mishwaropi San, he says, although I am unborn, my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. And he says, Parachanaya Sadunam Vinasheha Chaduskritam Dharma Sangstarpanathya Sambhavam Vinyuge Yuge. In order to deliver the pious, annihilate miscreants, re-establish Dharma Sangstarpanathya, re-establish the principles of religion, I come again and again in my original transcendental form. Some people even don't even accept that the speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. And therefore Krishna even says, some people think that I was impersonal before and I simply accepted. Avyaktam vyaktam apanam. Manyate mama buddhi. He says he thinks that I was avyakta. I was unmanifested. I've simply accepted this body. temporary body. But my actual eternal nature is unmanifest. And therefore, he says, avajanati mam mudha manushyam tanusha abhashruta. He calls them mudhas. Mudhas. Mudhas, he says, fools deride me when I descend in my original, in this transcendental form. They do not know my supreme dominion over all that be. They think that I'm simply an ordinary human being. But Krishna is not simply an historical personality. Krishna himself is the most authorized person to speak about himself. And therefore he says, Matak parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. He says, there's no truth superior to me. Everything rests on me, just like pearls are resting on a thread. Aham savasya pabhava mataksavam pravartate iti matva bhajate mam buddha bhava samanvata. I am the source of the material and the spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, they engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. It's not simply some mythological presentation. It's Krishna who's appeared. He spoke in these words and he comes dharma-stam-stapanathya. He comes to establish religious principles by leaving behind his instructions. He leaves behind his instructions, he speaks to his devotee Arjuna, and his instructions are recorded by Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. It is the essence in the Mahabharata, right in the middle is packaged Krishna's instructions to Arjuna for the benefit of all mankind. So that for many generations in the future, people can hear that same message. He says, He even told Arjuna, the same message I'm telling you now, I spoke millions of years ago to Vivaswan, the sun god, who in turn imparted this knowledge to Manu, who imparted it to Ikshvaku. And I'm passing down this message. It is coming down in disciplic succession. It is coming to you to reestablish the religious principles. So Krishna, he's the best person to establish religious principles. Dhammam tu sakshat bhagavat hi pranitam. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, when the Yamadutas came before Yamaraj, and they wanted to try to understand, how is it that we are representatives of Yamaraj? Because the Yamadutas, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are the representatives of Yamaraj who come to punish, take the living entities, the sinful living entities who've misused their human form of life and engaged in so many sinful activities, neglecting their eternal spiritual nature. And due to their sinful activities, which contradicts the conclusions of Shastra, of the scriptures, and the conclusions of the Supreme Personality of God and Himself, which is the highest religious principle, which is to follow His instructions, the Yamadutas are meant to come and to take the sinful living entities for their punishment. And when they came before Ajamil, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, who was in his youth, he was a very learned Brahmin, but he became captivated by the beauty of a prostitute who was embraced by another personality, a person of a lower caste, and they were engaged in sinful activities, and his mind became disturbed and agitated, and he fell down. Later he married that prostitute. Although he had all brahminical qualities in the beginning of his life, by the association of the prostitute, he became very degraded. He committed so many sinful activities. He was plundering. Not only was he engaged in thievery, but he was even killing. And he fathered so many children. And his last child that he fathered in his age 80s, he fathered a child and he gave him the name Narayan. So this Ajamil at the time, when he was supposed to give up his body, he called out the name of his son, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He was thinking of his son, but he was actually calling out the name of the Supreme Lord. And the Yamadutas, because it was his time for to leave the body, and because of his sinful activities, the Yamadutas appeared, and they were going to, as the Yamadutas do, they have these subtle ropes. They take the spirit soul and the subtle body out of the body, and they, according to the activities, sinful activities committed in that life, they're taken for punishment and for judgment by Yamaraj, who's the Lord of Death. So the Yamadutas were there, and then all of a sudden these four brilliant personalities, the Vishnudutas, appeared. And when the Vishnudutas appeared, they said, "Stop, what are you doing? Why are you taking this person away? Don't you understand that he is atoned for his sinful activities? Because he called out the names of Narayan. He called out the names of the Supreme Lord at the time of giving up this body. Ante Narayana Smriti. Whoever remembers the Supreme Lord Narayan at the time of giving up this body, he achieves. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Anta Kale Chamam Leva Smaran Mukva Kalevaram. Whoever remembers me at the time of giving up this body, he at once attains my nature. Of this, there's no doubt. This is another instruction Krishna gave to Arjuna, that the goal, the purpose of life is to remember me. So even though this sinful Ajamil had committed so many sins and he was a worthy candidate to be punished by the Yamadutas, the representatives of Lord Vishnu appeared and they stopped them. They said, "Why are you taking him away? He has called out the name of the Lord, and the Yamadutas couldn't understand. Who are you to obstruct us? We have our engagement, we have our responsibility, we have our duties. We've seen, we've witnessed, and everybody's taken account of the sinful activities of this person, and he is due for some karma reactions, some judgment, some punishment. And therefore the Vishnudutas said, please, can you please give me the criteria? They had a conversation in the presence of Ajamil. He was lying there, and they were deciding what was going to happen to him while he was lying there in his, obviously was about to depart. And the Yamadutas began explaining the criteria of who's sinful, those who were neglectful, who did not acted contrary to scriptural injunctions and did not follow the rules of the scriptures. This is Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, those who act according to their whim and do not follow the duties that I've given in the scriptures, nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam na param gatim. They can achieve neither happiness nor perfection, nor the param gati, nor the supreme destination, if they act whimsically and they don't act according to my instructions, the duties which are established in Shastra, in scripture. If they simply live the whimsical life and don't understand what are Krishna's instructions, what are the instructions given in Shastra, they can achieve neither happiness, nor perfection, nor the supreme destination. So the Yamadutas were explaining all of this to the Vishnudutas. And when they were trying to understand, what is it, why is it, that we are representing Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, and we're coming to take him for punishment, and what is your authority to stop us? And the Vishnudutas, of course, established a higher principle. And they established that Ajamil had already atoned for his sinful activities, because by calling out the name of the Supreme Lord at the time of his giving up his life, by calling out the names of the Supreme Lord, he remembered the Supreme Lord. And he atoned, and he was calling out the names not because he was thinking, I'm calling out the names of the Lord to counteract all my sinful activities. He was calling out the names of the Lord helplessly. Helplessly. It just so happens he was calling his son, but it was the name of the Lord, and he was helpless. He was fully dependent on Narayan, and therefore he remembered the real Narayan at the time of death. Vishnudutas prevailed. They convinced the Yamadutas that it's not necessary for him to be taken for punishment. And the Yamadutas were very confused, because they thought they were representing Yamaraj, and they went back to Yamaraj and said, why is it? Why is it that these four effulgent personalities stopped us? We thought you were supreme. Right. Just like here it says in this verse, anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all personalities of Godhead. Krishna is the supreme. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Ete changsa kala pungsa, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari vyakulamukam, viriyanti yuge yuge. That Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, that means Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And from him, all other expansions are coming. So he is the Supreme. So when the Yamadutas went to Yamaraj and said, we thought you're supreme. You look as if you're completely independent. We're simply serving you. How is it these personalities seem to be representing a higher authority? We thought you were the highest authority. And Yamaraj said, Dhammam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. He says, the principles of religion are coming from Krishna. And I, Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Shiva, we are all simply dependent upon his will, his divine will, because he is supreme. And we always act in subordination to him. We're always conscious of our subordinate position to him. And everything that we do in full remembrance of Him. They're not independent. They teach by their examples. They're Mahajans, Yamaraja's Mahajan. He teaches by his example. His example is that he's always conscious of his subordinate position to the Lord. In fact, Krishna's concluding instructions in Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, in all activities, just depend on me. Work always under my protection. And such devotional service, be conscious of me. If you're conscious of me, you'll cross over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. But if you do not work in that consciousness and you act through false ego, not hearing me, you'll be lost. The essence of Bhagavad Gita is Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskaru. Krishna says, think of me. Worship me. Offer your homages unto me. You'll come to me. And although we oftentimes hear Sava Dhammam Paritya Ja Mamaikam Saranam Raja, where he says, abandon all varieties of religion. Just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Masuchaha. Do not fear. What is he saying? Krishna is saying all the components of that surrender were in the previous verse. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskar. So Yamaraj, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, these Mahajans, they all teach by their example that the real religious principles are those principles which are coming from Krishna. And they're conscious. Why? Because they're servants. They've understood their constitutional position. Jivera Surupoya Krishnera Nichidas. That the constitutional position is that I'm a servant of Krishna. If one wants to know the message of Bhagavad Gita, one must hear the message of Bhagavad Gita from Krishna's servant. Not simply from some academician, some scholar. Not somebody who's a mental speculator, who doesn't even know that when Krishna says that when he speaks, that he's a person. He's not the unborn within, but he's a person. He speaks. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He speaks. Speaks with his transcendental tongue. He's speaking the message of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is hearing it. And Arjuna is understanding more and more through the instructions he's receiving from Krishna what is his transcendental position as a servant of Krishna. And Krishna gradually says to Arjuna, Idam tu te guya tamam pravakshamyana suyave jnana vijnana sahitam maj gatva moksha se subhat. He says, Arjuna, because you're never envious of me. You're never envious of me. I shall impart this most supreme wisdom, knowing you which will be relief for all the miseries of eternal existence. Arjuna is not envious. Why? Because he accepted Krishna as God. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. You are the supreme abode. You are the supreme purifier. I'm accepting this of you. Not only that, but Asita, Devala, Vyas. They're all accepting. You are the supreme personality of God. Everyone else is subordinate. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadya Adya Govinda, Savakarana Karanam. Lord Brahma, he also says this of Krishna. He's Ishwara Parama. He's the Supreme Lord. Satchidananda Vigraha, he is an eternal form full of knowledge and bliss. Anadya Adya Govinda, he is the original primeval person. And Savakarana Karanam, he is the cause of all causes. This is who's speaking Bhagavad Gita. If we understand who speaks Bhagavad Gita, there's no escaping. We have to accept. Unless we don't want to accept, and then we start giving there are different interpretations on who is Krishna. But if Krishna says, no, you're constitutionally my part and parcel, as he says, Ishvara Savabhutanam Hridesha Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati. I'm seated within everyone's heart. Matak Smita Gyanam Apohanam Cha. He says, I'm seated with everyone's heart. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. There's no avoiding that Krishna's instructions are meant to help us to know Him, to understand Him, and to serve Him. and those who serve him fully in a subservient mood of submission and love and devotion, their message is clear. They don't change Krishna's message. They give Krishna's message as it is because they're showing by their own example, as Srila Prabhupada was showing. He was surrendered to Krishna's instructions. He wasn't interested in fame. He wasn't interested in profit. He wasn't interested in position. He wasn't interested in followers. He wanted to see everyone take shelter of Krishna. And those who heard that message of Bhagavad Gita, it was so profound. Those who actually hear this message of Srila Prabhupada's commentaries and purports, it's so profound, it becomes so clear that Krishna manifests himself on every page. He's there on every page. And he's calling us, please, take shelter. Take shelter of devotional service. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying here in the beginning of the purport. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on the Krishna Loka planet in the spiritual sky and be immediately connected with the supreme personality, Krishna, must take this formula as stated by the supreme himself. Therefore, this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature and who do not know of the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in his spiritual activity, devotional service. As Krishna says in the verse, "My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works in me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. He comes to me." And when Krishna describes to Arjuna, he says, what is it, is that verse? It's that supreme abode is unmanifest and infallible. It is the supreme destination. When one goes there, one never has to come back. Tad dhamma paramam mama. Avyaktaksho yaktuktarsa. Yamahu paramam gatim. Yam prapyana nivartante. Dhamma paramamama. That's the verse. My memory is not so good. Forgive me. He says, yes, it is unmanifest and infallible. It's the supreme destination. When one goes there, he never comes back. Dhamma. That is my supreme abode. So Krishna comes, he descends from his supreme abode. Yada yada hidamasya glani bhavati bharata. Whenever there's a predominant rise of irreligion and decline of religious practices, at that time he comes himself to reestablish the religious principles. How does he reestablish the religious principles? He speaks this message to Arjuna. Arjuna hears the message. Arjuna surrenders to Krishna. And this message is still, as Krishna said to Arjuna, I've told this millions of years to Vivaswan, to Ikshvaku, to Manu, Ikshvaku, and Evam Parampara Praptam, Imam Rajasha Yovidu. It is descended through disciplic succession. And it has come to us in disciplic succession through the chain of spiritual masters. Our purpose is to understand Krishna's message as it is, to try to follow Krishna's instructions in our life, and as Srila Prabhupada taught, to help others come to the same conclusion. For those who are fortunate and those who actually hear Krishna's message from Srila Prabhupada, who read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we hope everybody has a copy, you'll see that the message is very clear and it's easily accessible. It's no mystery. The mystery is all taken out of it. It becomes very easily understood. we won't have to worry about reading other versions of Bhagavad Gita and remaining clueless of what is Krishna trying to say when we read Bhagavad Gita as it is. There's no question of remaining clueless. It's clear. It's so clear. And not only that, it's so easy. We think it's hard, but it's so easy. Because Lord Chaitanya has come to make the process so easy. He's Krishna himself, but he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to provide us the easiest method by which we can surrender to Krishna, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. He gave us that method by which we can say, Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avata Nama Hoitai Hoisava Jagat Ishtara. In the age of Kali, Krishna appears, Kali Kali Nama Rupa, in the form of his name. Anyone who associates with his name is as good as associating with Krishna directly. It's good. And certainly he becomes delivered. Because Krishna has manifested himself in this age of Kali in his name. Actually, he's always manifested in his name. But specifically for this age, he's made himself so easily accessible by chanting his names. That's why we chant. Every time we begin, we chant. And Srila Prabhupada, every time he would begin, he would chant. It's to set the proper consciousness, the proper mood, and to get the opportunity to associate with Krishna through his name. Krishna even said to Narada Muni, Naham tishtami vaikunti yogi nam hridayeshuva tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti mad bhakta. He says to Narada, oh Narada, you won't find me in the Vaikuntha planets. No, you'll find me in the hearts of yogis. If you want to know where I am, then wherever my devotees are chanting my glories, I go there. I'm very, very keen, very excited to go to that place where my devotees are chanting my glories. Krishna is so kind, he's drawn by those who are very eager to chant his name. And therefore, in this age, when the devotees come together and engage in sankirtan, yagyai sankirtana prayai yajanti hi sumedasa Krishna vanam trisha krishnam sango pangarsha parshadam. In this age of Kali, Krishna appears not in a blackish form, but in a golden form. And he comes with his associates. And his associates are, he's not carrying any weapons. When Krishna comes, he brings his chakra to sever the heads. But when Lord Chaitanya, he comes, he brings his weapons, his associates, and he brings the holy name, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. And this is the best weapon for changing the hearts and for killing, not the demons, but to kill the demoniac mentality that stare in the hearts of those who try to engage in all kinds of sinful life. So he doesn't kill demons. When Krishna comes, he kills demons. Shishupal severs his head. Right? Kamsa beats him, kills demons. But when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no killing. Kills the demoniac mentality by giving association with Krishna in the form of his name. Kali Kali Namurupa Krishna Avata Nama Hoita Hoisava Jagat Ishtara. This is Srila Prabhupada's message. These are some of the things we should try to understand and hear about. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, our divine Lord and Master, is so kindly made Krishna so easily accessible to anyone through the pages of his Bhaktivedanta purports and Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's very kindly appeared to give us this opportunity not only to hear from him but to serve him. That is the mission he's given us. He is Krishna's servant, and he's giving us the opportunity to serve him by assisting him and telling others about Krishna. Krishna Upadesh. Yari Deka Tarikara, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Gai Guruha Tarikesh. This is Lord Chaitanya's instructions. The Krishna Upadesh. Tell everybody about Krishna. In this way you become guru and deliver everyone in the land. This is the method for purification. It's a very, very nice example of this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when a devotee named Kurma the Brahmin came to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he accepted the renounced order of life and he was inducing everybody to take up this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And Kurma, he was a householder. And Kurma came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, "Please, I want to give up my householder life. And just let me travel with you. I want to renounce everything." And Lord Chaitanya told Kurma the Brahmin this verse, "Yari deka tarikara Krishna upadesh, amara agaya guraya tarikadesh." He said to him, you don't have to give up household life. You just simply, everyone you meet, you tell them about Krishna. Tell them, giving the teachings of Lord Krishna's and teachings as they are in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, you'll become Krishna conscious and you'll help others Krishna conscious, become Krishna conscious. And then he told Kurma, if you do this, you will find no obstacles whatsoever in your household life. They'll all go away. Anybody who has any obstacles in household life, this is what Lord Chaitanya is recommending, how to overcome obstacles. Whatever you're doing, maintain family, maintain your work. You have so many other obligations you have to fulfill. But every opportunity, just tell others about Krishna. It's your culture. It's Krishna culture. And this way, by telling others about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya says, there'll be no obstacles. You'll remember Krishna. It's the best way to remember Krishna. Well, Krishna says, "Man mana bhava mad bhakta mad yajiman namaskaru." He says, always think of me. The best way to remember and to think about Krishna is to tell others about him. You have no choice. You have no choice. When you start telling others about him, you have to remember. He appears. He even says, "Nahim tishtambi vaikunti yodiyam yoginam hityeshuva." When you speak about him with devotion, I come there. I come. I'm very pleased by those who speak about him. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. This is Srila Prabhupada's mission. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you for inviting me and sharing, giving me the opportunity. I won't speak long to share a few words from Srila Prabhupada, from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Well, one thing that's very important, I didn't get into all the details, but one thing that's very important to understand is Ajamil chanted without offense. Okay? Without offense means he wasn't calling out Narayan, "Please counteract my sinful activities." If we hear the story of Ajamil and say, "Oh, Ajamil, he called out Narayan at the time of death. I'll continue my sinful activities.
And I'll just chant Narayan at the time of death. This is an offense. It's called committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord. One won't get the same result as Ajahn Mill. If we know that, we won't become complacent. If we know that. Ajahn Mill committed, he chanted, it was called Sanketa Namabhas. Namabhas means he didn't chant purely to love Krishna, but he didn't chant with any offense, because he wasn't thinking, Krishna, counteract my sinful activities so I don't have to go to hell with these Yamadutas. He said, Narayan, helplessly. And because there was no offense, he got the qualification. Well, he got the qualification is actually to hear the conversation with the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. And not only that, when the Yamadutas left and spoke to Yamaraj, the Vishnudutas didn't take him either. He stayed, and he went to Haridwar, I think it was. And he fully engaged himself in devotional service. And because of having heard that transcendental message, he became completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then the Vishnudutas came back later and took him to the spiritual world. But to answer your question, that's how to avoid becoming complacent, is that if we think, oh, I can chant, then therefore that's my justification, I'll just continue my sinful life. And then, but it's not so easy. Call up the time of death like that. Not so easy.
Any more questions? When you mentioned that Lord Chaitanya told him to become a guru, give Krishna to everyone, how can we not get that ego? Oh, Lord Chaitanya told me, okay, now I'm a guru.
No, you said it. You already gave the answer to your question. How to not get that ego is that Lord Chaitanya instructed it. I'm doing it on the order. And that's why Krishna says, in all activities depend on my instructions and work under my protection. If you're conscious of me, you'll cross over the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. But if you act through false ego means, I'm guru. to forget that I'm a servant of the higher order, then the consequences will be there. So we have to be conscious. You answered your question yourself. Yes, the order, and to be conscious of the order, and to act always under that order, and to always give all credit to the results of my activities because I follow the order. This is how to become free from false ego. Very important point. Just as Srila Prabhupada was conscious of the order. He wasn't writing books to become a popular author. He was writing books because the spiritual master ordered him to translate the books and bring it to the Western world, make it accessible to the people of the West. And he was always conscious of the order. And every time he would speak, not only was it manifest in his humility, in his consciousness, in his words, but he would repeat it again and again. I'm just simply a servant of my Guru Maharaj. I'm simply here to serve his order. If there's anything that comes that manifests, it's because I heard from him. I heard from him. All credit goes to him. I have no credit for myself. This is how he speaks constantly. How can you not be conscious of that by looking at that example? Okay, what's next?
Huh?
We sing Narsingha prayers and
we Narsingha prayers. Somebody else want to sing Narsingha prayers? Huh? Distribute prasad? I don't know. Is that the protocol here?
We sing Narsingha prayers and then we open prasad.
See? I will chant. Namaste Narasimhaya.
Prahlada
thank you.